Hello, Miss Fatima. How are you doing? Actually, I had no idea that you have exam. So I found out right now. I found it about it right now. So I have to say that I wish you the best. I could wish you the best in the past because I didn't have any idea about it. But I wish the results will be amazing, and you will be very, very successful. So, about the things that you mentioned, the first thing is time. You said you talk about time, and you said that you look at the time, and you find out that it's passing, and you find yourself stressed. So, yes, there is a correlation between time and stress, especially for the people that they think about plans and, of course, their goals so much. Because, plans, as you mentioned, you talk about plans and how to manage our time. Exactly, or deadline, right? So you talk about them. So every plan has a goal. Without any goal, we don't have any plan. So exactly, for example, someone wants to learn English without any specific goal or specific ideas behind that person can't build a plan, create a plan. And there's a correlation between these two because if you have plan without any goal, the plan is useless. And if you have goal without any plan, you won't reach your goal. So these are very connected. And about the stress is very common, and sometimes we have to deal with it because I myself had these kind of situations, especially at my job. Usually I talk to people, and I'm a coach. Actually, sometimes I teach people. So mostly I have lots of deadlines because I have to write some stories for them and teach them some stuffs. I teach them about the tenses, about the different things that I know and help me in speaking. So usually I have to do them at the last minutes of that day. Let's imagine that the session is about 5 hours, next 5 hours, and I have to do it in 5 hours. So maybe last hour I go and write stories and different stuff. So that's why I feel lots of stress. So this is it. I think stress can be managed if we take some of our times to go for a jog, meditate, and different things like this, or have breathing practice, because stress is always there. We can't stop stress, but we can control it. We can ignore it in some ways. 10 minutes of meditation each day is going to help us a lot, because meditation has a breathing technique, and breathing is something that we need a lot as a human being, right? So, and if you look at it in a philosophical way, you see that God breathed into the soil and build us, human. So this is philosophical idea behind breathing. This is something that we can use as a metaphor or poetry. So this is something that we have to take into consideration. That's why breathing is very important. So when we manage our breathing, we will be able to control our stress. At least we can control it the most. Not all the time, because sometimes the stress is so much we want to cry and different things. So, yeah. And by the way, you talk about plans, and you mentioned that, yeah, with plans, of course, we can manage times. Time, as you mentioned, there's a connection between all people around the world. We all have plans, right? We all have times. So we have the same opportunity to improve ourselves. Of course, in some ways, some people are limited, some people are not. I'm not going to talk about them, but we are basically the same in one way, and that is the time. We are humans, we are improving, we are getting old, and the time is passing by. So the question is how we use our times. And as you mentioned, you talk about it very greatly. And it's sad that many people, they don't have this kind of ideas, and which is very sad. So I think it's enough. Thank you so much. I look forward to hear a lot of your ideas in Let's Talks, and of course as a comment under my Let's Talks, which is an honor to hear your recordings, because I know that your English level is very high, and I know you haven't stopped practicing English during the studying for exam, so I know it, I'm sure. So but still your English is very good, so keep going like this, keep recording, and of course with these Let's Talks you can help a lot of people in this forum, and of course the people who comes and listen to your Let's Talks. So thank you so much again. It's been an honor to hear your recordings, and I look forward to hear more from you. See ya.